Managers of mission and private hospitals and clinics have appealed to the National Insurance Authority to, as a matter of urgency, settle debts owed them to enable them to procure medical logistics to handle the increasing cases at the outpatients department. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the administrator of the Winchi Methodist Hospital in the Bunafu region, Kwesi Butre, said if the NHI fails to pay them immediately and the strike continues for more than 2 weeks, it will be difficult for the facilities to continue to provide services to the people.
Authority would have come out to at least pay about up to April. As I speak to you, they have paid only up to February. And so the danger is that if this impasse should continue for even up to the next 2 weeks, we would also go down in the sense that the limited resources that we have will dwindle straight away. And so as much as possible, I think that it would be very imperative for the National Insurance Authority to find money and to pay a lot more of the outstanding debt so that we could go and procure more resources and logistics to be able to cope with the situation. And I speak this on behalf of even the private self-financing hospitals and clinics as well, because we are all having the feel of the heat.
Yes, in terms of your finances, in order to be able to contain the situation, what message will you tell the government at this moment?
Honestly, they need to seriously sit and agree on something within the shortest possible time. And that is, at least as we've all heard and read, is that all these requests should gear to us next year. We also do know the constraint that we're operating within, but I still believe that they can come to a win-win situation. The negotiating team should be expanded because this is a matter of life and death. And I do believe that even though it falls within the remit of a certain government institution, because of the unique nature of this particular matter, they should expand it and bring in other people of influence. And I'm speaking about even some of the retired experienced consultant doctors, the Peace Council members. I know Peace Council have communicated their feelings to the GMA and to the government, but they should broaden the scope of this particular situation because we are really, really in hard time.
You heard the administrator of Winchi Methodist Hospital in the Bunafu region, Kwesi Butre, talking to Setia.
Meanwhile, the administrator of the Margaret Marquardt Hospital at Pandu, Emmanuel Hansen Toddy, says though OPD attendance has increased, medical doctors are attending two cases.
Margaret Marquardt Hospital, we are having 2 specialists, 5 medical officers with 2 house officers. And as at now, none of them is on strike. They are all coming to work as usual.
And the OPD situation normal at the hospital?
We are seeing some astronomical increases. Because the colleagues, doctors in other hospitals are having problems with, they are not attending work as usual. So the attendance is getting increased. But currently, it's not beyond us. So I will not see it as a problem yet.
So in case the hospital has to refer someone, how will you be able to do that now that the doctors in the major hospitals are on strike?
I can't officially say that the doctors in the government hospitals are on strike because I've not heard anything like that. So if there's a referral, we do refer to the regional hospital. And nobody has come back to tell us that he or she goes there and is not being attended to.
You mean the Trafalgar Hospital in Ho?
Yes, that is our first point of referral. So even last week, we referred to 10 cases there. And they received them. They've not come back to tell us that they rejected them. So I can say with the referral, we don't have much problem.
You heard administrator of the Margaret Marquardt Hospital in Pando, Emmanuel Hansen Toddy, talking to Sefeya. And joining us on the line is the public relations officer of the NHIA, Selom Adonu. Mr. Adonu, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, I can.
Have you put any measures in place in terms of payment for services provided so that mission hospitals and private clinics can continue to serve clients in view of the strike by public doctors?
All right, thank you very much and a very good afternoon to your listeners. Payment by NHIA is a continuous process, pay every now and then. It depends really on the provider payment method you are dealing with. For capitation, for example, people on capitation, we have paid up to date. I mean, the capitation really is a system where you pay upfront or you pay ahead of the month. So we are very, very much updated. For the other methods, you know, like the DRG, we paid, you know, we are in default. But the last time we made payment was in July, you know. But that doesn't mean we pay for July. I mean, we have a few months to go. As I speak, we are working around the clock to get some releases from the finance ministry to pay. We have other, we have also others on other systems like the electronic claims management system, for example. We've paid quite significantly on that one as well. People on the claims processing center list, we are working to pay some more money on that fund as well. So it's a number of issues, you know, but we're trying to deal with them every now and then.
Right, I mean, Mr. Adun, I don't intend pushing on, you know, to the wall. But you agree that we are in an emergency situation. So is there any way you can seek ways to fast-track payment?
Well, I mean, it's one after the other. Of course, it's an emergency situation. It's a situation not created by the NHIA. We have systems we work with. For example, if you submit your claim today, it will take the NHIA about 60 days, which is about 2 months. But we give you 30 days to submit. So if you add the 30 days to the 60 days, that's about 3 months. So when you say, service, 5 months.
Hello, Mr. I don't know. I can hardly hear you. Can you kindly reposition yourself?
Yeah. What I'm saying, is it okay now? I'm saying is that it's a process. You know, when you make a claim today, it will take the NHI 60 days to pay. We give the service providers 30 days within which to submit a claim. So if you add that 30 to the 60, you realize that you have 9 days, 3 months within which to make a payment. So you may submit your payment today, claims for payment today. It will take us the next 3 months to pay. That is understood by everybody. That is one thing people agree to before signing on to the NHIA. But, you know, the issue really is where we delay a bit beyond the 3 months. That is where the issue comes from. But, of course, it is not just our making. We work in a system. The finance ministry is one. The health ministry is one. The other bodies or stakeholders involved in the chain is another. For example, we don't collect taxes on our own. So as and when taxes are collected or our revenue gather, that is when it is transferred to us. And just when it's transferred to us, we make the payment. So indeed, we are speaking to the right people, working around the clock to ensure that we have some more releases